cutting safety Calvin Pryor after he reportedly got into a fight with a teammate before practice this week. Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. sat out practice again today because of an injured ankle. In baseball,
hit in the air to deep center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. A Judgian blast. It's a two-run home run for Aaron Judge. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Yankees beat.
This forecast is brought to you by Life Care Center of Westlake. With its home-like atmosphere and affordable prices, Life Care Center of Westlake is the best place for your rehab. Visit LCCA.com or call the Life Care Center of Westlake today.
This, I say, is weather on AM 930. Bullseye on weather. Showers overnight, low near 50. A risk of a little rain Friday, early, high of 65.
A little rain right now. The sunshine trying to fight through. It's 66.
It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Matt Douglas, Andy Bulbarch with you for another 15 minutes before we bring you out to Columbus for the Urban Meyer Show. And then we've got the Cleveland Clinic Gridiron Clash. Elyria heading to Lorain. Tim Alcorn has the call for you beginning at 6:30 with our pregame coverage. And we mentioned that the Midview Athletic Hall of Fame is going to induct its next class 1 week from this coming Saturday. They're actually going to honor all the inductees at next Friday's football game. And we've got Ron Hobart with us on the line right now. He is one of those who will be inducted into the aforementioned class. Ron, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I am doing well, and you are welcome.
Well, let's begin with the moment you found out you were going to be inducted. Where were you when you found out, and what was going through your mind when they told you?
Well, it was pretty amazing. I just happened to be in Grafton with Mother's Day weekend basically being that weekend, and I'd come in from Memphis, just hanging out with my mother and my siblings, and Mr. Overy, Rob, called me up and passed on the news, and I just thought the timing was pretty cool. I just happened to be home when he called me, and felt very honored to receive that induction notice, very blessed, and, you know, was able to pass that on to my mom during that stay.
Well, you had a remarkable baseball career as a pitcher and as a hitter. What do you remember most about your days as a middie? Do any particular moments stand out?
Well, I think really our senior year. I mean, all 3 years, I have to just say that our coaching staff, especially Coach Bollenbacher, Coach Bo, and Coach Albright, they really made my 3 years of playing baseball in high school special. And, you know, obviously you can't leave your teammates out. So those guys, the ones that I played summer ball with and high school ball, especially my senior friends like Lee Boyce and the Haynes brothers and Rick Morgan and Chris McLean, those guys, I mean, you can't succeed unless you have good teammates around you, that's for sure. But that senior year, it kind of culminated in a co-championship in the Lakeland Conference in 78, and we were district runners-up, and our nemesis Bay Village knocked us out. I remember that, which isn't really a highlight, but making it that far was, and I think just going on being All-Ohio that year was pretty special for me. Just a great honor and experience to go play 4 games at Ohio State.
Ron, for people who don't know, I mean, you continued with baseball on into college. You've made a career of it, coaching, instructing for young kids out there. What is it that drew you to the game of baseball growing up in Grafton?
Well, I really have to attribute it to my father, who I would have to say, you know, even though Coach Bo would have been my most experienced coach and in skill and all, but my dad was my best coach and coached me along throughout several years in summer ball. And my brother, just watching him play, he was 5 years older than me, played at Midview. We actually got to play together, you know, when I was in college, one particular summer. And so that was always just a good highlight for me to remember. But, yeah, I think it's just playing constantly. I mean, it's so different now. I mean, I kind of feed into it. I give instruction, and, you know, we gave ourselves instruction by just simply playing all the time, and, you know, possibly even being multi-sport and all that kind of stuff. Built your athleticism. You didn't have to specialize when you were 6 years old and all that stuff. It was just a lot different back then, but I'd have to say my summer ball playing and my dad and just surrounding myself with good guys that know how to play the game.
Ron, what kind of pitcher were you? Because Rob Overy had sent us some information on all the things that you had accomplished in your career. I mean, you were 5-2 with an ERA of .175. Those are crazy good numbers. What kind of pitcher were you? What kinds of pitches did you throw?
I'd have to say pretty lucky, maybe. You know, you throwing up an average fastball. I mean, I think I might have at one point was clocked my senior year, my freshman year, throwing around 89. So I was throwing hard, but you know, it had a little bit of movement. I think that helped. I had a really nice curveball. I really wish I had a changeup. I wish I would have known now or then what I know now as far as pitches. And would have probably preserved my arm. I think I really trashed it out, throwing in the cold, breaking a lot of curves off. But I think that was my saving grace right there was the deuce, just bringing that. But, you know, you don't get that nice ERA unless you got good defense behind you. And I tell you, that's those guys I mentioned earlier, they're playing ball behind you, and it gives you all the confidence in the world to toe the rubber.
Again, we're talking with Ron Hobart. He's being inducted into the Midview Athletics Hall of Fame a week from this coming Saturday. After you left Midview, your career continued as you went down to play at Cedarville for the Yellow Jackets, and then you went on to play semi-pro ball as well in Texas and Florida. What experiences do you remember the most that you can share about your time in baseball after leaving Midview?
Well, I think, you know, my college baseball, one of the reasons I chose Cedarville was I wanted to go to a school where I felt like I could maybe even step on the field my freshman year. So, you know, you kind of pass up other opportunities. And, you know, Coach Bo was awesome in getting my name out there. And I think just going to play college baseball was an aspiration of mine. But to be able to get a Christian education, a Christian worldview with my communications degree was really high on my priority list. So I went after that and had great opportunities there. Just, you know, good teammates again. And I think I hit pretty decently there. But I just remember the experience of playing and just getting that privilege to play. And then obviously I just liked the game so much. You know, whether I played in Austin or whether I played, you know, in Florida or overseas, it was because I loved the game, and I played until I was 40. And I think it was the movie Forward Love of the Game that when Costner retires at 40, I said it's time for me to retire too.
Well, you mentioned that you've played at a number of different places. You've coached and you've instructed baseball in 26 different countries. What was your most intriguing stop along the way outside of the United States?
Man, so many come to mind, but I would have to say, you know, going to Russia would be high on the list, you know, going to both Moscow and St. Petersburg. And, you know, they were at a very beginning stage of developing in baseball. And, you know, they've made some strides because I think Major League Baseball has kind of pushed some, you know, teams that way in instruction. But I think just going there and, you know, going arm in arm with some of the national team players, getting to live with these families and players and getting to know their culture, helping them grow in their game, having good friendly competition, seeing them grow, because it was two different years that I had gone there. And, you know, I think that's the experience that you get out of it, is being able to see them develop in a game that you love. And then it was, since it was tied in with Athletes in Action, I was able to share my faith too. And that's those two great loves of mine, I was able to combine them.
I think the beauty of your story here, Ron, is really you've hit just about every facet of the game. Not only have you coached, instructed, you've been an umpire, you've been a player. What is it about the game that keeps you sticking around, and what aspect of it do you love so much? Is it the coaching? Obviously, the instructing is big for you. You should continue to do that. What got you into umpiring? I guess maybe that's my biggest question. You don't see a lot of coaches make that slide over.
Right. Well, I think, again, my dad was both a coach and an umpire, and I, you know, started doing that even when I was in high school, and just kept that going, and then got to do some college ball along the way, and even overseas, and just getting into that side of the game, and understanding it as a coach and not, being able to not bait the coach, you know, and to get into an argument and those kinds of things that sometimes you see happen, I was able to, in my mind, feel like, you know, be invisible, you know, call the game as it's supposed to be called, you know the rules, being a player, you know, you kind of anticipate so you can be in a position and make the call and go back and keep the game moving and, you know, that kind of a thing, because it is a game, and you want everyone involved, both, you know, the players and the coaches, but even the parents, to enjoy the experience and to look back at it and say, you know what, I had a good sport experience, but I also learned a lot about life and character and those kinds of things. And as a coach, as a umpire, even, you have an opportunity to bring that out of the game.
Have you worked on your speech yet?
Not yet. So maybe this is helping me.
Yeah, there you go. You still have plenty of time. You still have a week and some change to work on it. Who's going to induct you?
Well, I'm going to have Coach Bohlenbacher present me with the jacket. So I just, again, really am so appreciative of him. And obviously if my dad would have been around, he passed away. And even my mother, I mean, just, you know, I mean, they were all instrumental, but I think Coach Bo is one that I am very thankful that he's willing to do that.
Very cool stuff. Well, Ron, this was a lot of fun. We appreciate you joining us here to share your story with us, and congratulations again on being inducted into the Midview Athletic Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Again, that's Ron Hobart. He's being inducted into the Midview Athletics Hall of Fame 1 week from this coming Saturday. Time for one last break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will wrap up today's show after this on AM 930 WEOL. The 8th annual Super Bowl food drive is this Friday during the Avon Lake football game. Whether you support the Eagles or the Shoremen, bring your donations